now, Kevin, that you've told me that you...
you want to know what day it is?
...took piano lessons.
I did, yes.
Picturing you tickling the ivories, like on that song, all the time now.
I don't see myself being that good.
I could almost play Chopsticks. And the beginning of that Sting song, or, you know, the movie,
sure.
The Sting.
Yes. Yeah, of course.
I could play that for... It's Friday! Right, it is Friday. I just realized, hot damn, and there's pizza in here. Are you kidding me?
Might I make a request?
What?
No hot damn.
Hot damn.
No.
Warm darn.
Okay, that's better. And we have pizza in here,
yes.
So that's fantastic.
Trixie rule. Thank you, Trixie. Right on.
Today is Friday. That means from 5 to 7, we do our All Request Fest.
All the loud stuff. Anything that's going to get your weekend started, even if we don't generally play it, we can dig it out somewhere. We'll throw it on.
In the 4 o'clock hour, we're going to talk about your worst surprises from online dating.
Nah.
Your worst surprises. Weird things sold on the internet.
Oh, I got a list of those.
The story with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, my God. That's one of the
funniest
things.
Which is the best story ever.
Yes. I mean, I thought I was kind of on his side. I thought, wow, that's kind of cool. He's getting it done.
Right.
No, nope.
Nope. Wrong.
We need to talk about that for sure.
And people are dumb.
That's a fact.
On the way on 95.5 KLOS. That's another one of those that just gets stuck in your head.
100%. Yeah. I'll be taking my weekly bath, and I'm like, wow, I got Black Keys stuck in my head.
Take a bath every week?
All right. Every couple weeks.
That's crazy.
Fortnight or so.
You're dumb.
How dare you?
People are dumb when you're a dumb dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Yeah.
Michigan man charged with impersonating police after pulling over actual cop.
That seems to happen a lot. What is that? The people that
don't
pretending to be cops accidentally pulling over real cops.
This guy's name is Christian Catan Mansour, 18 years old, was darting around in a silver BMW with flashing red and blue lights. On Monday.
Weren't you going to get a train horn for your new car?
I wanted to get a train horn, but it wouldn't fit.
Yeah. Oh, you need to do that.
I really wanted to.
You need to do that.
That's different than
That's
putting
true.
Lights on top.
Very
though.
Different.
Around 11 p.m., he allegedly pulled up behind an off-duty police officer. Police said he was allegedly attempting to do a traffic stop.
Why? 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 Why is he pulling over some dude?
I don't know. It's a woman. But I don't know. The off-duty officer that Mansour previously said Mansour previously passed her, and she was suspicious when he pulled her over.
I guess.
So she asked him what precinct he worked for and asked for his identification.
Hey, precinct that has BMWs. That's pretty cool.
And he ran to his car and drove off.
Idiot. Idiot.
Can you imagine?
No.
Just like, okay, I need to. My only option.
I am such a loser.
Is
the way
to get
I'm
in my
get
car
it.
And run. That's
oh, I
it.
Thought you meant to find a way to meet chicks.
Oh no, maybe that's what he was trying to do. He was only charged with a misdemeanor.
What?
Doesn't that seem like it should be a bigger crime?
Yeah.
I'm getting some lights. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister, and it's Friday, which means it's going to be loud music for 2 hours starting at 5 o'clock with the All Request Fest.
You love that. We play songs that we don't normally play.
Yep.
And that's fun.
Yep.
You heard about the Arnold Schwarzenegger story.
Oh, the pothole
there
thing?
There was a pothole.
Well, he thought it was.
That was the whole neighborhood was upset about.
Yeah.
So I guess let's play the news.
Okay.
Arnold Schwarzenegger has been involved in some do-it-yourself pothole repair. Schwarzenegger shared this video on Twitter showing him taking matters into his own hands after a pothole in a Southern California neighborhood had not been fixed for weeks.
Now, when I first heard this, I thought, well, that's kind of cool. I mean, as a neighbor, I'd be like, right on, dude. He went out and filled it in. And
he wrote that his entire neighborhood had been upset about the huge pothole and that it had been affecting cars and bicycles.
You're welcome. Okay. You have to do it yourself. I mean, this is crazy. For 3 weeks I've been waiting for this order to be closed.
I'll be back. Bye. I'll finish it. I'll be back to finish
Some are now calling Schwarzenegger the Terminator.
Oh, no.
Oh, come on.
Yep.
I can't.
That was said.
I'm going home early.
Let's go to
Terminator.
The Terminator.
Nope.
I get it.
Nope. Yeah. But it turns out that wasn't really what it was. They were trying to do some work out there.
It was a service trench they needed to be...
Needed.
Open.
Yes. They had dug it. They were doing work. And then he comes along and he's like, screw this. I'm filling it in.
I'm going to fill it in.
Let those guys work some more. It was hilarious.
We go on the Heineken 00 hotline to Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Wow.
Arnold.
I'm the Terminator.
So we're here.
That's incredible. That's so incredibly funny, all these things they're saying. You know, I guess I was trying to be Conan the Riparian.
Dear Lord. What was that the right pothole that you guys all thought? Like, did you all think that was a pothole?
Here's the thing. We may have made a tiny mistake in the fixing of the thing. Here's the thing. You know, everybody's complaining, you know, with the cars and the bikes and everyone, you know, having problems with it. And, you know, me, I take, you know, I took upon myself to fix it because I'm the last action hero.
But wasn't it, like, huge? Couldn't you have buried a body in this thing? I mean,
it did seem a little large for a pothole.
It was a trench that went all the way across the street.
It was a little larger than the average pothole. What is that?
Yes. Now, did they
Everybody was complaining, okay? You know, the cars and the bikes. I like to ride my bike in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I knocked my chain off. So when I was heading home, I went jingle all the way. With the noise.
Noise.
On the bike.
Right, we get it. We get it.
There was a guy who was jogging. He twisted his ankle. I said, you have to be careful of the running man.
Oh, my God.
Did he find that hilarious?
He thought it was incredibly funny. Everybody was laughing so much. But, you know, they'd come to me and they said, you know, this is actually a working trench. It's not a pothole at all. The police officer came to tell me this, and he was being so childish. I said, are you a kindergarten cop?
I actually didn't see that one coming at all.
Yeah, see? Because you don't have total recall. That's why.
Sounds pretty fancy, one of them 707s. I don't know if I want to get on board. I don't trust that kind of technology. I don't know.
Who's that? Who's that impression?
It's most of my family back in the 70s.
All right. I have a very troubling story for you.
Talk to me, freaky.
Which I think you'll love.
Mm-hmm.
Things that you can buy on the internet.
Oh, I love this story. Sure, yeah, you can buy anything.
This is a woman.
Mm-hmm. I can buy a woman?
Probably. I don't know for sure. Probably on the dark web, yes.
Sure, yeah.
This is a woman who's selling pretty much everything she comes in contact with. Listen to this. Thank you, man.
Hey, hold on. We actually have... Whoa, what's that? That's not what it was.
Yeah, that's the wrong clip.
That was weird.
That's not the same thing as things you can buy on the internet.
Sure isn't things that you can buy on the internet. It would be this.
The first weird thing I sold was just a pair of tights I was wearing. I realized that my entirety was a moneymaker.
Now, this sounds like that woman who was selling her farts online.
It does.
And the music that she played.
It does sort of sound the same.
I hate everybody using those damn little, but okay.
This was my superpower. My name's Anna D, a.k.a. Rebecca Blue, and I sell things from my body to my fans. There's nothing as fun as selling weird things on the internet. I sell.
All right. She sells.
She said from her body.
What?
Jars of her sweat.
Used Band-Aids.
Okay. What else? Another guess. Used Band-Aids, by the way. No.
What do those go for?
What's happening?
Toenail clippings. That's my next guess.
Toenail clippings.
Yeah! Woo!
Toenail clippings.
Come on.
What the hell? Who's buying that?
I would.
Vials of spit.
Vials of spit.
She sits there and she's spitting in a little vial.
So I'm trying to think of something you can do with, what's that, 21 and me or whatever?
23 and me? Yeah.
Yeah, that. Me, you know, like she could pretend to be someone. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know the use for that. What do people do with it?
I don't want to know. Do you? She made $1 million.
What?
In 1 year. Selling this stuff. What
else? Where do you get these empty vinyls? Vials. Let's see. Snot.
I mean, that's a pretty good one.
Old retainers.
You're right. The music is offensive.
Yeah, it's very, yeah. I don't know what else comes off a body. I mean, other than like certain... Oh, yeah, maybe like hair.
My ear cheese.
You can make wax candles out of that.
Yeah, that's not what you want.
No.
That's not what you want.
The value of an item depends on how pungent the smell is.
Wow.
I sold my IUD for four figures.
Nope. No, thank you.
Hey, she's making an honest living in a rough world, my friend. $1 million?
Yeah.
If I pretend to be really hot and get an AI to make a new picture of me, do you think I could sell my snot?
I actually enjoy being admired. People just...
She just got booed. I mean, yeah, we might be the first people to ever boo her.
Maybe, I don't know.
People judge others if it's not what they're into. But being a hustler is in my blood. I don't take from anybody. I know someone will eat the dust on the floor that I walk on. That is money, honey.
Well, good for her. I love that. I totally am on board with her attitude. Really? 100%. Someone's going to cough it up. Good. That's great.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. And we welcome Trixie to this station.
Yay, Trixie. Howdy. Hey.
Doing well. How are you guys?
Good.
We're good. Thank you.
Usually we talk to you on the phone. It's very weird to have you in studio. I mean, you do look like Trixie.
I don't know if that's a compliment or not.
Here's the headline. My girlfriend, Claudia, was really an AI catfish. I feel cheated.
That's getting kind of low when you're just now screwing with people and with programs that don't exist. Humans that aren't really real.
Yeah, they don't exist.
Yep. Yep. So
Go ahead.
I was going to say, yeah, it started out about like 3 months ago. When Claudia started posting these not safe for work type of pictures on Reddit. Are you familiar with Reddit?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So they started posting them on Reddit and people started replying back. And so as the days went on, she kept posting pictures, not safe for work ones. Then all of a sudden posted a post about 2 weeks ago now. It said F19 for a female 19 years old.
Right.
Feeling pretty today with selfie. And it's a picture of a girl that looks 19 years old.
Right.
And guys started replying back to her. Hey, darling, I think I just fell in love. 41 male here, your future hubby, rings incoming. You are absolutely beautiful. Marry me. But what they didn't know was this was an AI creation that two guys thought up of for a prank.
Now, was she like, I mean, was the program running on its own? Did she decide, you know, quote unquote, she decided that she was going to say that? And or did they say, hey, you know, on this day, you know, here's what you're going to say?
Were they controlling her?
They were controlling her.
Okay.
Yeah. So, in fact, they were replying back to these posts from guys.
Okay.
So that's why the guys started.
So they're really screwing with them.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And the picture looks realistic if you take a look at it.
It does.
So this was this created. She doesn't exist.
And she's pretty.
It wasn't manipulated from anything.
Right.
Nope. Yep. She was created through something called Stable Diffusion. I think I may have talked about this before once or twice, but there's like two parts to Stable Diffusion. One part creates the picture. Mm-hmm. The other part tells it if it's real or not. And if it doesn't look real enough to the second part of Stable Diffusion, it'll send it back to the creator. And until they make it right enough so where it looks like a real picture, part two says it's a real picture, then it'll just keep on creating it over and over again until it fakes out the second part.
Criteria to, you know, to sell it, make it seem real? What are some of the criteria? What is it missing sometimes when it gets kicked back?
When it gets kicked back, it's usually maybe something just like an eyeballs kind of looking.
Look at the wrong
9 o'clock, the other one's looking at 3 o'clock.
What, is that a problem?
about 7 fingers on one hand.
You know, fingers it had a hard time with, didn't it?
Fingers it always has a hard time.
Wow, that's weird.
Crazy.
Text it does, but it'll bypass text. But like as long as the face looks like an actual human face, then they'll let it go by.
Like a female 19-year-old that's kind of hot.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So and these guys, didn't they also try to start an OnlyFans?
Yeah. So
to sell pictures and stuff that are a person that doesn't exist.
Naughty pictures.
Yep. So they, I think they made like, it was only like $100 or so, but yeah, they started out.
Hey man, righteous bucks, that's a good start. I'm on board.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right. So listen, it's not AI, but the beautiful thing about online dating is that you can lie.
Yep.
And so we want to ask you about your worst surprises from online dating.
Mm. You finally met them after all this chat. Seems like some live maybe interaction, but when they got there, did you send your sister to someone else in your family? Are you her grandma?
There are a lot of people who use other pictures, and then when they show up, the person is completely surprised.
Yeah.
So that's what we're looking for, is worst surprise from online dating. You went on a date, things didn't go the way you thought they would go. 818-955-KLOS.
Hey, this is unusual. We actually have Trixie, our cyber expert, in studio with us. Howdy, Trixie.
Howdy, howdy.
Have you ever gone on an online date? Have you ever tried online dating?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so
my wife's probably listening to this, but this was before her.
Listen, dear, check out the kitchen real quick. There's something on fire in there. Okay, she's gone. We're good. Go ahead.
So this was maybe, what, 99, 2000 AOL days still?
Yeah.
And thought I got catfished. Met somebody online, scheduled to meet up with them in a public place, whatnot, with some friends. And she never showed up. And I thought, well, maybe it's just a catfish, whatnot. Got a call from her a couple days later. And when I picked up the phone, it wasn't her. It was her mom.
Great. Oh, no.
So she didn't get catfished. I didn't get catfished, but she ended up dying.
But she, oh, what? Yes. Oh, my God. I thought you were going to say she was a minnow. She no. was
same. She was dead? Underage.
No, she died. Oh, she died that same day. Yeah, so.
What?
This is very suspicious.
That's quite a surprise.
Are there any law enforcement listening? You might want to come talk to Trixie here.
We don't know anything about it, I would like to say, right away.
Yeah.
All right, we are talking about the biggest surprise from online dating. You set up what?
Okay, here it is.
All right.
This is it.
Okay.
I set up a date online.
Mm-hmm.
We meet at the restaurant, okay? I'm sitting at the bar. I get a tap on my shoulder. I turn around and I don't recognize her, so I don't. And she says, "Are you Todd?" And I said, "Yes."
Are you Todd?
And she says, "Hi, I'm Karen." And I said, "You're Karen from when? And how many f-ing pounds ago?" I got up. I was mad as hell. And she yelled back, "Are you going to buy dinner?" And
no.
I said, "You ain't missed no dinners in years."
Wow, this is ugly. There. This is getting ugly quick.
It's over. You didn't get no uglier.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling, dude.
KLOS, hello.
I'm thinking that's pretty typical.
Yeah.
How are you?
Good. We're good. Thank you. We're talking about the worst surprise from online dating.
Hey, so I had a Trixie, by the way.
Well, worst surprise.
Nope.
Mine wasn't worst. Actually, mine's good.
Well, we're looking for worst surprise.
Well, I took him home in Moulton. So
yeah. That's now you're talking.
That's what I was talking about.
Yeah, I prefer that, actually.
That's, I got you. Nice. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Hey, say hi to Trixie, damn it.
Hi.
Hey.
Now, Trixie is actually a beautiful young lady, but it doesn't sound like that, huh?
Not at all.
That's what you get online. That's what happens.
He wants to date you.
Amazing.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
Kayla West, hello.
Hi. I'm calling about your crazy date.
Yes. Worst surprise from an online date.
All right. So I'm on a date, and I met him on Tinder. The dude suggests that we go get a beer.
Mm-hmm.
We get a beer. He's not drinking it. I'm like, is everything okay? Like, you're not drinking your beer. I'm almost done. He's like, well, I really like you. I feel like this is going well. I'm just going to be honest. And I'm like, yeah, please do. Straight pulls his leg up, ankle bracelet.
Oh, my fantastic.
God. Yeah.
Fantastic.
I was like, really?
So, I mean, that's definitely a...
That's a bad surprise.
Deal breaker?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's out.
It was no fun, that's for sure.
Oh, man, that sucks.
And he didn't happen to mention that when you were talking online.
I thought you were going to say he didn't have a leg. That's what I thought you were going to say. He had, like, a pig.
Yeah, it makes some acrobatics interesting, but...
Right.
Thank you for calling. Thanks. 818-955-KLOS.
The worst surprise from an online date.
Trixie's in the house!
Woo!
Trixie, it's Friday. Did you know it's Friday?
Friday.
Woo! Yeah, Bean would say that for sure.
That hurts.
That's your favorite.
That's painful.
Dude, thanks for our cyber expert is here to show us how to get past people's catches.
Catfish?
Yes, and steal their credit information and... We're going to be robbing you very soon, thanks to Trixie and things like that.
That is very nice.
Yeah.
We're talking about the worst surprise from online dating. You have one?
Okay, so I had just broken up with somebody that I was with for 20 years, and I was looking for love on POF, and some dude was promising me the world. He was going to rock my world, and... Uh-oh, I almost crashed, sorry. And
don't crash!
Yeah, I'm sorry. I almost hit somebody, but sorry. Okay. Oh. So then we meet up at his job, and we start to make out in the car. And, you know, I wanted to kind of reach for the goods and see what he was packing, because it's been a while.
Sure.
And he was packing a thumb. That's it. Literally. I mean, nothing was there. I don't know whose world he was going to rock. I even, like, under my breath said, oh, my God, are you serious? And he didn't hear me, and I said, he said, what? And I said, oh, my God, I can't do this. I'm sorry. Like, I'm still not over my ex. And
yeah, it's like, me. It's not you.
Yeah. It's me. It's not that.
And he was a big guy. He was, like, 6'2".
Not everything was big.
No.
He has a point, yeah.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, that's my one story right there.
Okay, no running anybody over, okay? The rest of the day.
Yeah, no running people over.
All right, good.
Thank you. 818-955-KLOS.
Worst surprise from an online date.
All right, in 15 minutes, it's not going to be any downer music. It's going to be loud.
Correct.
It's going to be all party stuff.
Friday from 5 to 7, we do our All Request Fest. Sometimes you guys are lame. I got to be honest. Sometimes you're great.
Some really bad requests
that come
in.
So we need some great requests today, if
yes,
you don't
please.
Mind.
Yes.
Starting at 5 o'clock, Matt Pinfield, our friend, does new and approved on this station. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Kevin. Hey, Sluggo. Hey. Really excited about this show this week on New and Approved. We're doing a special edition for Power Trip and Aftershock, two of the festivals that people won tickets for at KLOS, because it's such a big weekend. They're both happening on the same weekend.
Yeah.
Some are going to one, some are going to the other. So I decided that we do a really cool episode, and you'll hear classic clips from my interviews with three of the major headliners at Power Trip. Besides the top 10 songs in Southern California and KLOS for the weekend rock, we're going to play all the bands that are playing at Power Trip, as well as some of the bands at Aftershock.
Nice.
And you'll hear classic clips from interviews I've done on the show with Slash from Guns N' Roses, who's at both festivals. You'll hear Angus Young from AC/DC, as well as Ozzy Osbourne with Sharon, talking about when they first met Randy Rhoads.
And I gotta say,
be happening.
I'm looking forward to seeing what Iron Maiden song you picked to play this Sunday night.
Oh, it's one of my favorites.
Nice.
I've also got a great story that Bruce Dickinson from Iron Maiden told me. I went to dinner with him a few weeks ago here in L.A. when he was here, and he told me a really funny story.
Nice.
I'm going to share that on.
All right, Sunday night at 8 o'clock with Matt Pinfield. It is new and approved.
Thank you so much.
Rock Station.
All Request
and
Fest.
This is Kevin and Sluggo.
Are you ready?
On 95.5 KLOS.
Request Fest deal
we should,
thing?
Yeah.
All right, well, you know, Breach Steel, Judas Priest, came out on this day in rock in 1980, so I thought we'd kick stuff off with it.
It is All Request Fest. Every Friday from 5 to 7, we do All Requests. 818-955-KLOS.
Or you can hit us up on the tweet machine, the Bluebird of Gossip. We are at Kevin and Sluggo, and it needs to be pretty much as loud as this, or forget it. I love starting off a Friday with pizza.
Pizza.
In-studio guest, a cyber expert. You don't want to say where you work, but you help keep companies safe, basically, right? Online.
Around the world.
Damn,
yes,
dude. Has showed up to party with us and brought us pizza. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thanks for the invite.
Of course. Yeah, and tell us how to hack people's bank accounts. We'll talk about that off here. So I guess it's only fair. You're here. You want to hear something? What is it you want to play on the All Request Fest?
Yep. So the weekend's coming up. Everyone likes to celebrate.
Yes,
so how about some Rare Earth I Just Want to Celebrate?
We do All Request every Friday from 5 to 7. KLOS, hello.
Hey, Kevin. Hey, Sluggo.
Hey.
Love you guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
You make my drive home so much better on Friday.
Thank you very much. You have something you want to hear?
Yeah, I would love to hear Crookers. Long Stick Goes Blue.
You got it. Who's this?
This is from Irvine.
Drive safely, man. Out there, man. Right on, man. Here's Crookers, man.
Yeah.
Right on, dude. Thanks. Dude, absolutely. One of these days, we got to play Don't Bogart That Joint.
I'm down.
I don't have it in here. I'd throw it on.
I'll pull it in.
Do it. Really?
Bring it in.
Nice.
Hey. Whatever you do.
Keep it filthy. Hello? KLOS.
Hey, Mark and Brian. What's going on, guys? Friday.
Right.
So I hear.
I want to hear. It's a long way to the top. My bond's gotten the boys.
I think that sounds like a fine plan.
That is a great plan.
There was something weird about that version of that song.
Sounded good to me.
Yeah? Didn't hear anything odd?
No.
Oh, well, perfect. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, guys. Happy Friday.
Thank you. To you, too. What can we do for you?
Hey, you guys can pull out all the Ace Frehley. Which one was it?
New York Groove.
New York Groove.
Yeah, I mean, we just did some kick.
That'd be great. Oh, yeah. Sounds good.
What do you have for us now, sir?
It is our All Request Fest, and the Gunnet 11 once said, since I saw Muse a week ago Wednesday, how about playing some?
I think that's doable. You were at Muse. You said it was incredible.
They always put on a great show.
Yeah, they really do. All right, Panic Station from Muse on 95.5. KLOS! You're betting man, Kevin.
Yep.
You think he's going to do fairies wear boots out at Power Trip?
The Power Trip?
Yeah. Do you think he'll do that out there?
Probably.
Yeah.
Sure.
I would love that. Hey, it's the All Request Fest. Hello, KLOS.
Hello, hey, can I request something?
Yes, please.
What do you want to hear?
Man, Iron Maiden, Flight of Icarus.
I think that's doable. Are you going to go out to,
Power Trip?
Power Trip, thank you.
Mm-hmm. I want to.
Do it! Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it.
Hey, you guys rock, by the way. Love you guys.
Thank you very much.
What's your name?
Conrad Biz.
Here's Eddie for you.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys.
When the Name Game returns on Tuesday morning with Heidi and Frank, you got a chance to go see Iron Maiden. See those humans right there. Night number one out at Power Trip. We're going to give you tickets to all 3 days if you win the Name Game.
It is our old Request Fest. KLOS, hello.
Hey, guys, how are you?
We're good, thank
Aces.
You.
Can you play a song for me, please?
What do you want to hear? Wait a minute.
No.
No, I think it's going to be...
No, we can't.
What is it?
Jungle Land by Bruce.
What?
Jungle Land by Bruce.
That's not what you were going to ask for. Ask for what you were really going to ask for.
You guys are mean.
Say it.
Guys, listen.
It's our old Request Fest. You can get to us on Twitter, too, like Kim Parker Shook. Did she says please play Another Celebration at the End of the World by Wolfgang Van Halen.
Oh, nice, the new stuff. This is damn good. Happy to do it for you. Thank you. Good request.
It is our old Request Fest on 95.5 KLOS. We have time for one more.
Yes. Hello, KLOS.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, can I hear some Dio? Last in Line.
You know what? I think we can make that the last song we play today.
Perfect. Thank you, sir.
Dio on the All Request Fest. We get some Dio requests from time to time.
Yes,
happy
we
to
do.
Finally have a little time to be able to jam that in for you.
It is time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. And people are dumb. A guy in Michigan put red and blue lights on his BMW acting like a cop and then pulled over an actual cop.
First of all, who has BMW? I guess they have their bikes sometimes or BMWs, but it's a giveaway.
Right. I'm sure you heard Arnold Schwarzenegger filled a pothole himself, but it wasn't a pothole. It was actually a service trench that needed to stay unfilled.
But then he felt foolish, so he came up with a bunch of nicknames for himself, like the Tarinator and what have you.
And we found out that a model is selling her toenails on the internet.
Oh.
So that's a thing.
Oh. But she's a millionaire now, so I guess we're doing the wrong damn job.
That is true.
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful Kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you Monday. Peace out.
Oh, by the way, one last thought.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd.
Priest released British Steel on this day in rock in 1980, including Living After Midnight and Breaking the Law. Well, here's a fun day in rock. It was on this day in rock in 1994. Kurt Cobain was cremated in Seattle.